the Michigan Senate will have just a few hours to try to cobble together a plan to raise significant revenue to fix the state's roads. Current state's Kevin Lavery has been thinking about the physical process of road repair, and he joins me now in the studio. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Mark. State lawmakers will attempt a final Hail Mary pass today on the road funding package. If they can't get it done, then they will have to wait until September, and by then the summer construction season will have been over. In the midst of all this, though, many of us are still left with the question, what is being done to make stronger stuff for our roads that lasts longer? This is not an easy answer, but it is an ongoing engineering pursuit. On a hot day southwest of Lansing, the air is rife with the pungent smell of hot liquid asphalt. Lansing Asphalt is a subsidiary of Superior Asphalt, based in Grand Rapids. At full capacity, this plant can make up to 400 tons of asphalt each hour. Consultant Ron Bentley spent nearly two decades as a plant operator in Grand Rapids. He's dwarfed beside the two giant tanks that dominate the grounds.
Those two upright tanks there hold 40,000 gallons of liquid asphalt. That's kept at 315 degree temperature. That's the hot, gooey black stuff.
Liquid asphalt is a viscous form of petroleum. It's blended with a variety of crushed rocks and stones called aggregates. There are different grades or mixes of asphalt, depending on their usage. Obviously, what you'd pave your driveway with doesn't have to be as strong as what you'd pour on an interstate. Bentley says there's a science to acquiring the right materials that will hold up to pressure and temperature.
We have to meet certain specs, and so we have to have producers that meet them specs, or we never will. So yeah, quality control is something that, since I started in 1988, has almost tripled in cost and size and in what we do to assure that we're making roads and a product that's going to last a long time.
Lansing Asphalt has a small laboratory where asphalt mixes are tested to meet those specifications. The key, says lab manager Matt McClendon, is air. You've got to make sure that asphalt can breathe.
The less air you have in between all the stones and in the overall mix, the more liquid you have, the stiffer it's going to be.
And the more susceptible it is to cracking. This lab is not designed for cooking up experimental new blends, though that does happen at other facilities. Kevin Kennedy is an HMA engineer, that's hot mix asphalt, with the Michigan Department of Transportation.
We're always looking into better ways to improve our hot mix asphalt, and we definitely participate in different research projects with other states and on a national level. Depending on the roadway and the amount of traffic in the area of the state, we have different requirements, so we feel the requirements we have in place definitely give us a good product when we build our roads.
Lansing Asphalt's behind-the-scenes tour was meant to give business leaders and public officials a better understanding of the physical product Michiganders are paying for. Mary Clark is the clerk of Delta Township, where the plant is located. She came to learn more about a company about which she might one day cast a policy vote. But she also came for the knowledge that will help her lobby her own state officials. Having once worked in the legislature, Clark says she's seen how decisions are sometimes crafted.
Rationale doesn't always come into play. Unfortunately, it's more political than rational in a lot of the decision making, and that's sad for the residents of Michigan. But yes, indeed. When I see Senator Jones, I absolutely will ask him, have you been out here? Do you understand how it works and why we need action?
Senator Rick Jones, a Republican from Grand Ledge, concedes he's never toured an asphalt plant. But he says his interest is in making sure road contractors remain on the hook for their work.
And all you have to do is drive up 69 up there by DeWitt and look at what that road builder did. We need to have good roads built soundly. And that's why I favor making sure that everybody that builds roads is bonded, insured, so if their work fails, it'll be replaced.
Those who build and maintain Michigan roads say there are ways to develop strong asphalt blends, as well as recycling used asphalt. This week, the Michigan House passed a bill that allows for materials such as coal ash and scrap wood to be used as road construction fill. But of course, so much of this issue comes down to money. MDOT asphalt engineer Kevin Kennedy says the state must stretch its dollars to patch the scarred and preserve the smooth.
We need to do a mix of fixes where we need to do some newer construction, but we also need to do preventive maintenance, you know, keeping our good roads good. But, you know, right now the struggle is you have to have the dollars necessary to manage that system.
And for Michigan taxpayers, that's where the rubber meets the road. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.